How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Happy Wednesday, May 17th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading and discussing Luke chapter 22, verse 8 through 13, and it reads, "So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it.' They said to him, 'Where will you have us prepare it?' He said to them, 'Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters and tell the master of the house, "The teacher says to you, "Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?" And he will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare it there." And they went and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. We discussed yesterday how, even with the prospect of imminent suffering, Christ was still focused on honoring God. Here we see that in addition to his mind being fixed on God, he was concerned in preparing for his disciples. Matthew and Mark's gospel recounts much the same story with little variance. So we can see that Jesus was preparing ahead of time for this meal with his disciples. And again, when there could have been any number of things on Jesus' mind, we see him thinking about God and his disciples. Jesus arranged this Passover meal ahead of time, knowing that it would be his last meal. And we know now the importance of this final meal. This is where the sacrament of communion is explained to the disciples. And this, to me, is what having the mind of Christ, in a sense, looks like. I think the human response to knowing that hardship or difficulty is coming is to work to get ourselves out of it, or simply focus on ourselves in some way. How many times have you heard the conversation or even had the conversation yourself? Like, what would you do if it was your last day on earth? And typically the responses are something lavish or extreme for ourselves. Jesus Christ faced just such a question, and his response was to honor God and care for his disciples. That is the mind of Christ. It's the mind like John the Baptist in John chapter 3, verse 30. "I must decrease, but he must increase." Our lives are not our own, and our purpose here is not self-gratification. What is the chief end of man? To glorify God and enjoy him forever.
Right? Do the work of glorifying God on the earth, and then you'll certainly get to enjoy him forever. The world tells us to do what makes you happy, and how dare someone offend you or sin against you? It's really hard to not get offended. Our ego is really such a strong enemy to our spirit, which desires to serve Christ. We really do need God to strengthen us to defeat our ego. How do we practically die to self daily? We are tested all day long to serve our flesh or to serve Christ. It does seem impossible, and it is without God's Spirit helping us in our weaknesses, which is all the time, really. I'm so glad that he understands our weaknesses and can sympathize with us, so we are willing to come to him when we are weary, which is really all the time, if we're honest. Jesus said he will give us rest for our weary souls. And Jesus went to the Father often to pray, and so should we. He was strengthened by God too.
And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm chapter 80, verse 3. "Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved."
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 17, verse 14. "The beginning of strife is like letting out water. So quit before the quarrel breaks out."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful. slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.